Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, this is going to be an incredible, incredible expo we've got coming up here. We've got on May 7th through 10th, the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Bus Tour coming up. It's right around the corner now, and I was informed today that there's only just one or two seats left in the buses. I don't know which. There's only nine buses total, and we're down to the last bus right now. So if you've wanted to get on the bus tour, you absolutely need to pick up the phone, text the word EXPO to 88007, text the word 88007, the word EXPO to 88007, and see about signing up for one of those bus seats before they're gone. The rest of the EXPO is still available to you. There's still tickets for almost everything else. I'm pretty sure I don't think anything else is sold out. Maybe one of the private dinners might have, but I'm not sure on that. I don't think so. But yeah, it's coming up here quick. You're going to need to get a hotel room. We have blocks of hotel rooms. They may be available still. I'm not sure. Like I said, this is getting very, very close now. We've only got a couple of weeks away, and it's going to be great. When you come, you're going to be able to go there and see all types of vendors that have different aspects of what we do as their expertise, and they'll be able to meet you, greet you, and connect with you so that you can start building your team. You're going to have educational classes for both from the vendors and from our mentors here. We've got some great classes coming up. I just want to give you an idea. For one of my favorites is the female investor panel, women's investor panel, however they pronounce it. This is great. These are all women that have become very, very successful real estate investors. And I mean, you think, okay, can women do this? Man, women do this just as well as men do. So we have the women's panel. We have the passive panel. For those of you who don't want to do real estate yourself, you just want to invest in other deals via passive and syndicated deals, we have the passive panel. So you can meet these people that have all retired on just being passives, not even being out there doing it themselves. So you've got that panel. We're going to have one of the kids are going to put on a class. Odom's going to be teaching how he's been, as a young kid, doing real estate for the last 4 years, even though he wasn't even 18 years old now. He is now. But he's going to show you what he did as a kid to do real estate. That's going to be a well-attended class. I'm going to be giving a young adult's class on what you should be doing as a young adult to kickstart your success and how to maintain it and not let it fall off or fall apart in the back end of your life like a lot of people do. They get started fast and blow up. We'll be talking about that. So that's all going to be out there. It's just going to be a tremendous amount of information you're going to want to pick up. So again, pick up your phone, text the word EXPO to 88007 and get involved. You need to be there. This is in Irving, Texas. It's May 7th through 10th. And the parties, the networking, there are gigantic networking events where you'll be able to meet hundreds and hundreds of lead investors and passive investors. There'll be thousands of them there. It's just an amazing event, and you've got to be there. It's only once a year. That's it. Just one time, one chance. But you can get more information and make more contacts in this event, this three-day, four-day event, whatever it is, the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, I guess it's 4 days, whatever amount you want to come, you'll get more done in these 4 days than you will a year of trying to get involved from the outside working in. You know, it's just so much different to be right in the middle of it. Not only to mention that, I think that one of the most important things as somebody that's sitting here listening to me on the radio, you've been listening for 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, whatever it is, and you still haven't done anything. Maybe the thing to get you over the top is to meet people that have actually done it, that look like you, they sound like you, they have the same problems you have in your life, you know, they wear the same clothes you do, they're not in three-piece suits, they're not, you know, they don't have an entourage and bodyguards, and they're not driving Ferraris and Porsches. These are just real people, just like us. Just like I was, just like you are. And if you get and see these people are now millionaires, because I'm going to present some of the original members of Lifestyles at this event. So you're going to get to meet people that became millionaires 10, 15 years ago and see what happened to them. What happened once they became millionaires and just grew old, and stayed millionaires, right? You get to meet these people, ask them questions and so forth. It's going to be an incredible event. Then after that, we're going to go down. We're going to talk about, okay, who did they mentor? And meet the people that they mentored who are now the core of what we do. And, you know, who are they mentoring? And, you know, what is the next generation? So you're going to get to see, how does this fit for the people that you know? How does this fit for you? How does this fit for your kids? This is generational wealth. So there's a lot here, a lot you're going to want to see, and you're not going to want to miss this. And, hey, I know I'm spending a lot of time explaining this in the last couple of days, but you don't want to miss this. That's all I can say. Once it's over, it's over. And you won't hear me speak about it anymore for another whole year, because there's only one chance to do this. So you need to get out there. This is May 7th to 10th in Irving, Texas. All you have to do to look into it, start by looking into it, text the word EXPO to 88007. All right. Now, one of the things we have is we have a vendor hall, and we have vendors that have come in and sponsored different portions of the education and classes and so forth. And one of the groups that are sponsoring us this year has been with us for a long time. And the name of the company is Lifetime Tax Advisors. Man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot to talk about here. And with us here to talk about it is CPA and one of the firm's directors, Nate Roberts. Nate, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Did I wake you up, Nate? Is it too early for you?
No, I'm past April 15th. We're on the upside of the recovery. Now we're looking forward to helping clients with more proactive planning, figuring out where they're going. We've got clients that are actually in the middle of closing on some of their first apartments. So it's been the fun time of the year.
Well, there's so much to talk about when we talk about taxes. Just for everybody's heads up out there, my dad was a CPA, and I took 8 years of accounting and decided, no way, never will I be a CPA. I couldn't do it. Didn't have the wherewithal to sit there and crunch numbers all day long like that. So we need guys like Nate and his firm, because we don't think about that stuff. There's a lot there. And Nate, today let's try to unpack some of that stuff. I've got heads full of it, but let's start with you. Where does someone start when they start thinking about hiring a firm to work for them, with them, as a CPA firm? Because there's so much that I don't even know where you start with people.
Usually I think you want to start with talking around with a few people, finding out who they use, who they like, looking for what they're passionate about. There's a lot of CPAs out there, but the question is, you want to be asking yourself is, does this person not only know and understand what I do, but are they passionate about it, or is it just a transaction for them? So at Lifetime Tax Advisors, about 80% of our clients are in real estate, and we've been on the vendor list with Lifestyles for, I think, going on 13 years now. So we've been doing this with a lot of clients, and you know, we've had a lot of successes. And we've also gotten a chance to have a lot of conversations with people to see how they're doing things, so that we can interject beyond just tax and helping them find a lot of money that they're missing. And sometimes that comes through the tax, you know, doing the taxes itself, finding things that have been missed, finding things that there's broad misunderstandings. And other times it's just, I mean, the money's just sitting right there and somebody just didn't even know to go look for it.
When someone comes in, I assume you've got two different types of clients that walk in your door. The one is, look, I've never done any of this. I have no idea. Dell's crazy. How do you get out of paying taxes? And the other one is, hey, Dell's crazy. He told me I'd get out of paying taxes. My CPA says there's no way, it doesn't work. It's got to be a scam. You've got to pay taxes. There's no getting out of taxes. Real estate doesn't help. I suppose you get both of those, huh?
Yeah, we get a little bit of each, and that's part of why somebody should be coming to us. We navigate this with a lot of people. The maze of the tax code is complex, but we can break it down, and we break it down for thousands of people. So getting with somebody that understands this, can walk you through it, it might take a couple times of conversations. It might take some work. It's going to take some effort. But we have a team that, I mean, this is our playground. This is what we enjoy. I've been in apartments. I've got somewhere there's four of us. I've got somewhere there's 400 of us. but there are ways to take a lot of advantages that are available only to real estate. And I think the thing that really helps is if you look at Congress, the people that are writing these laws, they also have real estate. They're not going to write these laws to hurt themselves. We can take those same laws. We can use them for everyday people. So if you're not taking advantage of the laws, or if you need the strategy, that's really why you need an advisor that specializes in this area.
Well, it really works out, Nate, is when you have a tag team. Because as I'm listening to you right now, I'm thinking these people out there going, okay, great. You know, how are you going to fix it for me? But the reality is you're just going to help them understand it, and you're going to help them understand how to arrange it. But the bottom line is lifestyle is the one that helps them physically put it in place. For example, you might have a rent house that's completely paid in full, making a lot of cash flow, or, you know, a moderate lot of cash flow relative to there's no leverage. But it's enough cash flow that because the house is not expensive enough, the depreciable part of the depreciation is not enough to cover it. And so you get no tax coverage, or very little at that, man. Whereas if we simply refinance the house, put some debt on it, and buy two or three more houses, we now have four times the amount of depreciable asset and, you know, more income and more assets and better, better, and better. And yet we still come out in a better tax situation. Now, it takes you to explain that to them. I explain it to them. You follow what I'm saying? And they go, yeah, but that's Dell. And is that real? You know, my CPA doesn't understand that. He does. Or my CPA even contradicts what Dell's saying. And Nate, I think that's the important part, is if they come out of my seminar and they understand what I'm saying, but they don't believe it, to come to you and you to go ahead and confirm it. And then show them the tweaks they're going to have to make, because it's because of the way they have their assets arranged in most cases that they're not getting the results they should or could, put it that way.
Yeah. Well, and there's always a trade-off. So it's figuring out what's the best solution for a client based on what they want to do. So some people are still going to want to have that house, but then there's a lot of tools. I mean, you've mentioned the depreciation, and a lot of people don't even know that exists. Or sometimes just knowing that, hey, there's more expenses here that you should be deducting that you're not. So either, A, you're not covered, or B, somebody's just not looking close enough and knowing that, hey, normally this is an expense. We've got depreciation. Guess what? We bought a really expensive house, but we get to take a non – it doesn't cost us cash anymore. We paid the cash up front. You know, we're going to take that off the top. We probably even borrowed money. So we're using somebody else's money to accelerate our earnings, our income. And then we get to use the depreciation. We get to use the loan costs. We get to use cost segregations on bigger properties. Those accelerate it. So it keeps more of our money in our pocket. There's like-kind exchanges. There's lots of things that are available out there that are highly misunderstood, that are tools that can keep more money in people's pockets. And when that money then is turned around and reinvested in additional things, it's growing that snowball. That snowball builds and builds on itself, and it's easier to make money.
You know, one of the quips that I put out there in my seminar many times is, hey, how many of you paid over $400,000 in taxes last year? And people all go, no, no, no. I said, well, you don't have a tax problem. Right? You have an income problem. If you made over $1 million, you should pay $400,000 in taxes, right? That's just simple math. I said, but the difference is I pay the $400,000 in, and then I get it back. At the end of the year, I turn over my stuff to my beloved CPA, and boom, out comes this document that says the government owes me the money back. Interesting concept. That type of thing is hard for people to understand, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a while. And it really just depends on what somebody's area is. I've got people that are great at sales. I've got people that are great at ops. I've got people that are great at finance. And meeting people where they are, understanding what they're trying to do, and even just having the structure, the knowledge, the ability to have those conversations of, you're doing this. If we make this change, here are the advantages we get to take. It allows us to, go in there. And I mean, we've found clients where, you know, CPAs were missing deductions. CPAs weren't taking and releasing things that brought back $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 or more for people. So there are so many loopholes and things that are legal. And then there's also a lot of bad information out there now. Because now there's information on TikTok. There's information on Google. There's information at the water cooler. Sometimes there's really bad information that gets people in trouble. But there's also a lot of good information that people just don't know to go look for.
You know, one of the ones that are not real estate related, but still something you guys would run into and advise people like myself, if you own small businesses, you know, the entity that you carry that in and how you structure the payouts to yourself are very important. And one of the ones I ran into was when I first started Lifestyles, it was the C Corporation. I thought that was a much stronger structure at the time. 35 years ago, LLCs hadn't even existed yet. And so it was either a partnership or a C Corp. And I thought, well, C Corps are very easy to defend. They've been defended for hundreds of years. And so I did it. But you, I know exactly the problem I ran into. Everything I earned then that came out, I had to pay Social Security and Medicare on or claim it as some other form of income, which was complicated. So when we come back, I'm going to have you, or I'll explain, and then you can confirm what was the difference when I changed that over, because it changed and made a lot of difference. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Nate Roberts from Lifetime Tax Advisors and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
A Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I've got Nate Roberts with me from Lifetime Tax Advisors, which is one of the sponsors of the 2025 Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Expo coming up here in May 7th through 10th. And we're discussing all kinds of stuff, and we're going to go from small to large. And as we went to break, Nate, I was discussing just a weird concept I want to share for very complex. And normally we want to keep this thing simple for people on the radio because they're first timers and they're just thinking about getting into this. But if there's a business guy out there, just think of how crazy this is. I took 8 years of accounting. My dad's a CPA. I started a C corporation 35 years ago. Somebody calls me up one day, or one of my CPAs, somebody comes in to consult. I'm consulting them on real estate. They're consulting me. So why do you have a C corporation? And I said, well, because that's just the safest thing out there. He goes, look, it doesn't matter. The S corporation is just as safe. The LLC is just as safe. He said, but the bottom line is you're paying corporate tax. You got corporate tax. Yeah, I do. Okay, you got personal income tax. Yes. You have Social Security and Medicare. Yes. You have franchise tax. Yes. He said, you're paying too much in taxes. Why don't you just change it? I said, what do you mean change it? Just change it. Change your election from C Corporation to S Corporation. So I looked into it and I said, you know, that makes sense. So I changed to S Corporation. All of a sudden, all those, you know, corporate taxes went away. Still had franchise tax, but all the corporate taxes went away. But now what was happening was I was self-employed and all this was self-employment tax. And I was hitting the maximums. And back then they had maximums for Social Security and Medicare. And so I just pay the max on Social Security and Medicare because I made a lot more money in that. Well, then somebody said to me, why are you doing that? I said, what do you mean, why am I doing it? He says, why don't you just pay yourself a salary? And I said, oh, I can do that? He goes, yeah, you can just pay yourself a salary, whatever, you know, the typical amount would be for the position you hold in your company, you pay your commensurate salary, and then you only have to pay Social Security and Medicare on that. I said, holy smokes. Okay, so I did that. And then all the rest of the income came out of the S Corporation as simply earned income. But now it was coverable by my depreciation from my real estate. And so all of a sudden, all that income was covered, where before I had to pay Social Security and Medicare tax, and I didn't have to anymore. We're talking $100,000 a year or better in tax advice right there. What would, you know, something like that, Nate, to sit down with you guys for an hour or two or three or whatever it would take would be unbelievable. And I'm a bonehead because I didn't do it sooner. Somebody had to, hey, Del, do you realize? I go, wow, I didn't realize. I think everybody out there, Nate, has that in their taxes. I really do. I think there's people out there just don't realize they're giving money to the IRS, not because they have to, but because they won't take the time to go search it out. How do you see this?
Yeah, I see that, especially as people grow their wealth, as they become more successful, there's more things that can be structured different ways. And then the real question becomes, what benefit do I receive and what cost does it take to get me there? Because maybe it's not worth it. Maybe it's going to cost me $400 to save 50. Well, in that case, it's a bad idea. But there are so many ways, like with a C-Corp, you're getting hit with double taxation. You're paying taxes inside the C-Corp. You don't pull the money out. You're getting hit with taxes again when you pull it back out. Salaries. I mean, you hit on something that the IRS is really looking a lot at right now, reasonable comp. Don't pay yourself too much. Pay yourself enough because, I mean, there's a reasonable amount. You can't just pay yourself zero. And that's some bad advice is out there. But you don't have to pay yourself the max when it's not commensurate with what you do. There's even just ways you can structure things like real estate. Real estate isn't subject to self-employment tax. So if you structure that correctly, you can save yourself a lot of money. And there's ways that you can leverage the real estate better outside of a C-Corp or an S-Corp. Maybe there's reasons why you do want to use them. All those strategies, all the reasons we pull different levers to maximize somebody's savings, those also just boil down to that individual because it's a big, complex code. There's well over 100,000 pages out there. So there's so much, so many loopholes. There's so many ways that Congress has set up for people to pay just what they legally owe and not the maximum amount that they possibly can.
Well said. Just a quick one on this. Complexity of IRAs and 401k earnings and stuff like that is overwhelming when people come in to see me. And one of the arguments I make to them is, and I address it in financial terms. I say, okay, let me do some math for you here. I show them that it's probably more beneficial to have the money outside of an IRA than inside of an IRA for the tax purposes in the short run and in the long run, other than paying taxes to get it out. So those are very complex things. Do you have a lot of people where you have to go through the IRA argument with them, or not argument, but the discussion of should it be in or should it be outside of the IRA, 401k, your earnings?
Yeah, we have those discussions. It really depends on what they're looking at, but there's even this is way too deep for this radio show, but you can even invest in real estate through your IRA. There's other rules. There's a lot more complexity there, but it's possible. And sometimes that may be an alternative somebody wants to look at. Maybe they want to look at it through a self-directed 401k. There's advantages, there's pros, there's cons. But if you're referring to just having the money and growing it inside the IRA or outside of it, exclusive of real estate, those are two very related and yet very different conversations. But yeah, personally, most of the time what I've noticed is when somebody pulls the money out of the IRA and uses it for investing in the real estate, there are advantages outside the IRA that they get that they wouldn't get inside there. But again, there's a lot of legal and other things that I'm not an attorney. I don't want to fight with the Texas State Bar. I don't want to, there's a lot of things that need to be considered, and tax is a piece of that. So focusing on that, on how do we help you keep the money? How do we help you then take that and use it again?
Yeah, there's that old saying, Nate, it's not what you make, it's what you keep, right?
Yeah, I've seen people that can make $5 million a year and go bankrupt every two. making it helps. Making is the harder part. Keeping it, though, can be equally challenging.
That's funny. That is. It's only funny to me because I said that to some guy one time. I was on stage with another guy that used to do real estate seminars, and he was bragging about the fact that he made $250 million in real estate. But at this point, he was broke, and he was sitting there. I had brought him back just because he had been famous at one time. I said, get on stage, and everybody knows who you are. You're a pretty famous guy. I won't name his name right now, but he said, yeah, I made $250 million in 1 year. And I said, you know what? If you would have taken my seminar, you probably would still have it.
Yeah, or if they would have come to us, I mean, we could have found a lot of ways to pay less on taxes on it, too.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, this guy was just a crazo. He's one of those guys that, he's triple type A personality. And if I can make it, I'm going to make it. But if I can spend it, I'm going to spend it, right?
Yeah, can I throw something in here real quick?
Sure, go ahead. I think
it also helps. So, obviously, I own a company. I've got employees. And one of the things that we do that I've really appreciated is I went through your financial freedom seminar, and it was so valuable for me because it gave me more insight into different ways to think about running a business. And because of that, every one of my employees now goes through it. And I've gone beyond the financial freedom. I'm one of the preferred investor group members. So everybody at Lifetime here on the tax team, they go through your financial freedom. So they know the lingo. They get to learn more about what it takes to run a business, to run an apartment. They hear the lingo. And I think just going through some of those things is so valuable because it opens your eyes. It takes you beyond just being an employee to what's the mindset of a business owner.
I want to shift the conversation over to you. And as we get into this here, Nate, what we need to do now is two things. One, please share with us all the different events you guys are putting on, where they can find you at the expo, what you're going to be doing, what you're going to be sharing.
So at the expo, we'll be at the keynote. We will have a booth there. So a lot of the team will be there to meet, greet, get to know some people, have some initial conversations. We're going to be doing I will be doing two breakout sessions that are going to be talking about things that your tax advisor isn't telling you, but they should be. And then I'm doing another one where I do a combo with Richard Robinette, and he's an attorney. So we talk about the interplay of the legal and the tax side of things with LLCs and the things that can and can't be done with them. We will also be doing some of the networking events, and we've got some people that will be in the Platinum Pass lunches, networking. So we're gonna be loud and proud there. There's gonna be a lot of us around, and so come down, see us, get to know us. I think that's one of the best ways that we can work with people is the more we know about you, the more we're able to help you. If all we're doing is just getting receipts, dropping numbers into a tax return, then you know, we're really not a whole lot of help. When we know somebody, when we get ahead of the game, when we see where things are going, when we can come up with the strategies to keep more of your money in your pocket, the relationship gets better.
These two classes sound interesting to me. Can you tell me just a little bit more? Give me a little insight on what these two classes are about, because they do sound interesting.
Well, it's going to go from some basics, like just what a real estate professional is, how does depreciation work, cost segregations, like-kind exchanges, when do you want to use those? And it goes into things that also cause a lot of confusion. Some being able to invest in real estate through your self-directed IRAs, through your self-directed 401ks. What are prohibited transactions? Just lots of different things that there's so much misinformation out there. And a lot of the times somebody will go in with one assumption or they got some advice from somebody only to find out, hey, I really wish I wouldn't have done this. I wish I would have known this because I could keep more of my money. And so by giving people the right questions to start asking, we can help people make sure that they're setting themselves up for the right success.
Curiosity question for you. This is just for self-education here. You also consult the leads and the leads for people out there don't know this is a syndicator, but they have to go through a program and get certified through us to be a syndicator in our program. You're also mentoring the syndicators, right?
Yeah, and that's actually kind of a symbiotic thing. I mentor them on the taxes. They mentor me in what they're doing in the apartment complexes because it applies to what I have conversations with clients about. So we share information, but as far as how to structure their taxes, how to do a qualified opportunity zone fund, how to do a qualified opportunity zone business, what sorts of things they should be looking for in their financials. Though we have a lot of conversations of property tax protests. I mean, we don't do those, but we don't just play in our lane. I run a business, run an apartment complex is running a business. There's a lot of similarities that we can share and that we can advise on. And then it's really just giving people the information so that they can make the best decision for themselves.
Do you help your leads wander through the issue of unrelated business income taxes for the IRA investors in their group?
Yeah, we do that for the leads and for the clients. And yeah, that's been a big issue that's really come up a lot. So that's one of the reasons that that's actually going to be one of the areas I'm going to speak to. And I speak to it every year, but I'm going to emphasize it more because it's become a bigger issue.
I'm glad to hear that, because it's almost impossible for me to explain it to people. It just, because nobody tells you. I don't think there's a, if there are 1,000 syndicators in the U.S. right now and 500 of them are members, I don't think that five of them will tell you in the very beginning when you get in, even if there's five that will tell you that, hey, there is some tax ramifications for that IRA, even though it, you know, you think you're earning all that money tax-free in that IRA. There are some tax ramifications, which I won't go into in this show right here. It's not the time nor the place to do it. But, yeah, I'm glad you're covering that. Bank Expo, go to that class. The Expo just became worth it right there for that class, I guarantee you. If you're going to be a passive investor or a syndicator, you need to understand unrelated business income tax and how it affects IRAs, 401ks, and so forth. So how can they get a hold of you? Let's say they just got a burning issue. They need to call you today. They need to get a hold of you. How do they get you? Phone number, email? What do you want them to do to get a hold of you, Nate, or your group?
So the best way is to get a hold of us. They can give us a call on our main line. That is 972-771-6707. They can email us and send it to info@lifetimeta.com. That's Lifetime TA, Tax Advisors, Tango Alpha, whatever helps you remember that, .com. Or you can shoot us a text, 361-273-2428. And our goal is always to get back to people within 24 hours. If you can't get a hold of us, what we're going to do is we're going to schedule a call. We're going to try and get a time set up on the calendar so that we can be prepared and so that we can be the most efficient we can be with the conversation.
Little military background, Nate?
Funny thing is, everybody always thinks that. I don't know if it's a haircut. I'm just on the phone, so you can't even see me. But
Yeah, I see you. I know who you are. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming in today and sharing your time with us today. And look forward to everything you have to offer up there at the Expo. For the rest of you up there, do not miss this Expo. Text the word EXPO, 88007, and we'll see. Nate and I will see you there personally at that Expo. Have a great day. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.